Thank you for taking the time to listen to this life-changing message from the Ministry of Faith Bible Chapel. We hope this message will encourage you in all parts of your life. At the end of this message, you will hear more information on how to contact our church family, as well as directions for you to visit us for any of our worship services. Until then, join us for the service in progress.
If I were to put a title on this, and I just thought about this right before the service began, first responders. We hear a lot about first responders. Unfortunately, because of the disasters that we've had recently over the last 10, 15 years, and the people are just on the job, the firefighters, the police, and people like that, civil servants that respond first to these disasters, put their lives at risk, really, to do that. So they're the first ones to go there. So I think you'll see why I'm using that title in just a moment. The story is about a man by the name of Jehoshaphat. Now, Jehoshaphat, we probably heard in Bible stories when we were in Sunday school, et cetera, et cetera. But I want to go through and just see the value of an Old Testament incident that was recorded very specifically. Do you know there are things recorded in the Old Testament very specifically for us who live in the New Testament era? There's two scriptures the New Testament talk about. One's in Corinthians, one's in Romans, that these things were written for our admonition, for our warning, for our learning. So we read these stories, so there's always something in them that we should learn from them. And this one particularly, I have learned something that has been with me from the beginning of my walk. I heard this story early on, and I've tried to live by it. I want to tell you right now, I haven't always responded as quickly as I should have, and I probably went through a lot more than I should have because I didn't. But the story is about an incident. It begins in verse 1 where there were a people that were to the east of the Jerusalem, Judah, Israel area. They were in the Moabites and the people of Ammon, and then the Amorites. They were the Amorites. And they were to battle against Jehoshaphat. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, notice this, see if this isn't a reality in your life, saying, a great multitude is coming against you far beyond the sea from Syria, and they are in the Hazazon Tamar, which is En-Gedi, okay? And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all of Judah. I want you to get something right here. It says that he feared. So I think there's a natural reaction in all of us, and we shouldn't quickly condemn ourselves just because we go into a mode of wow, it's what you do after the whoa that really is going to matter. What do you do next? If you just keep going, whoa, 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 I mean, you're going to be defeated. He's got you from the very beginning. But notice what Jehoshaphat, he feared. So I think it was a natural response. It's just like when you go, you fear fire, so your natural response is not to touch it. So when there is an enemy, you hear that your house is surrounded, they're coming in against your family, your reaction is going to be, whoa. I mean, but what did he do next? He feared, but he set himself to seek the Lord. That natural reaction of fear, but he knew something, he knew where he needed to go. We need to know where we need to go when fear hits us. What is the very next thing that we're going to do? We need to run to the Lord, period. And he proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. So, man, he was moving quickly. He knew he's going to have first responders. And the first responders includes this whole prayer. And Judah gathered together to ask help from who? The Lord, verse 4. And then all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord's. Oh, Lord, if that would be our response in the United States of America. That when we have these attacks against us, that everybody would gather, you know, our governors and senators and to seek the Lord. What a difference that would make in our world. Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah in Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O God, Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? I mean, this is good. Do you not rule over all the kingdoms and the nations, and in your hand is there not power and might so that no one is able to withstand you? Can you picture this as you just, what's he doing here? His faith is being built up. He began to make proclamation. This is who you are, God. You know, he set his heart, Lord, you're above all of this. You're greater than all of this. You created all of this. You know what's going on here. When you begin to do that, your faith is built up. I mean, you are building, that shield of faith is getting in position right now, and you're being strengthened by the Lord just from the very fact you're exalting the Lord. Who is able to withstand you? Come on, think about it. Can anybody stand against God? No way. Say that with me. No way. It's just not going to happen. Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people, Israel, gave it to your descendants of Abraham, your friend forever? Now, you notice what's happening here? He's reminding God of his promises. There's nothing wrong with reminding God. Did you not promise, O God? Did you not promise? Isn't it written in your word? How did Jesus respond to the assault of the enemy against him? Is it not written? Isn't this what is written in the word? Listen, you can't do anything better. There's no words you can formulate in your mind or heart that will equal the word of God. This is inspired. It is powerful. It is like a sword. And when you say the word of God and remind the promises, you're already getting into victory land. And they that dwell in the land and have built, you have built, you are a sanctuary in it for your name's sake. God is our sanctuary. Then he goes on to mention if disaster comes and all of that. And verse 11 says, here they are rewarding us by coming to throw us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit. Lord, there's an enemy out there. He's trying to steal my peace. He's trying to steal my joy. He's trying to steal my kids. He's trying to steal all this from me. Lord, you gave this to me through Jesus Christ. This is my inheritance. I'm under this covenant. I've committed my heart to you. Now, at this moment, be careful. Because here's where the enemy is going to say, but you haven't been doing so well. You got to watch for every trick of the enemy. In other words, you're saying, but I give him my heart, and the enemy will come back. Well, you haven't been doing so well. You really have done this or done that. Listen, you got to come right back at him. Don't let him get away with it. Come right back at him. But you know, my God is loving, kind, forgiving. I confess my sin. Lord, I have failed. Let the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse my mind and heart. And we're cleansed. And let the enemy know that. Oh, our God, will you not judge them? We have no power against this great multitude that is coming against you. Nor us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. There's nothing wrong with being honest with God. Nothing wrong with saying, God, I have no idea what to do. I am baffled by this. It has thrown me. It has caught me. But Lord, you know. Is there anything wrong with that? You don't have to stand and think you're going to have to fight this thing. Man, we wear ourselves out. Now all of Judah with their little ones, their wives, their children stood before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon. And they just began to speak. And there was a prophecy that came. Listen, all of you of Judah and your inhabitants of Jerusalem. And you, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of the great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. Lord, remind me of that more often. That is a prophecy for us. It's already written down. That's a prophecy for us. The battle's not ours. Tomorrow go out against them. They will surely come up. You will not need to fight, verse 17, in this battle. Position yourself. Look at this. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. We need to quiet ourselves down. Just let the anxiety, I love what Jeff said about that breathing, because I got the picture of a body. What happens when we exhale? We exhale all the bad air out. What's it called? Not carbon monoxide, but
dioxide
out. And then we breathe in that fresh air, oxygen. And I just went through a little procedure where I have to take deep breaths to keep my oxygen level up. But when I take those deep breaths, my oxygen, I have a little counter that shows my oxygen. Man, it jumps like 4 or 5% just by 2 or 3 breaths. Shoo, it jumps up again. Man, breathe in the Spirit of God. Breathe in the Word of God, and your oxygen level will go up. Your spiritual level will go up. That's free. That just came. Position yourself. Did you notice that? Position yourself. Now, take this to heart. I'm not just saying this is a word for us. This is a word for us that are listening right now. We had a plan to go a different direction, and God only knows. God knew about the storm. God knew about everything else. We made the decision to go a different way and wait on the Lord about 20 to 5, 20 minutes before service. And I just said, I need time. We talked to everyone, said what we're going to do. I said, need time. I'm going back and pray. I went behind the curtain here, and I walked, and within 5 minutes, God dropped this Jehoshaphat in my heart. Just dropped it in my heart. And said, this is the word for tonight. So this is a word for you. It's a word for us. It's a word for me. I'm encouraged already. As I listen to this, I'm saying, God, I needed this tonight. Maybe this was for me. You guys are just benefiting from it. Praise God. So Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. Oh, man, humble yourself. And all Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Oh. Then the Levites and children, and so they rose early, verse 30, 20, I'm jumping through here. So they rose early in the morning, went out into the wilderness. Hear me, O Judah, inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, you shall prosper. Believe. The prophet just spoke. The word was just spoken. The prophecy was just spoken. This is the word of prophecy. This book is prophecy. It's the word of, it's inspired. Believe it, and you shall what? Prosper. Prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord. I love this. And who would praise the beauty of holiness. And they went out when? Before the army. Now, here are their first responders. You would think, get the army out there. I mean, that's why I want, if the enemy's coming, get the army out there. But no, worship. Get worship out there. Get your eyes on the Lord out there. Get prayer out there. These are first responders to every battle there is. And guess what? I truly believe, and I put myself in this group, that we are fighting far more or too many battles that we shouldn't be fighting. I mean, they're going to come, but we're involved in too many of them on ourselves, and that's what will wear you out. That's what will make you weary in well-doing. And we've got to pull back some, and it's going to take trust. It's just going to take trust. It's going to, and it might not happen like that, because that's what we want, you know. Well, I praised the Lord for the last 5 minutes, and I still have that guy pounding on my door for that bill to be paid or whatever it might be, or whatever it is, it weren't immediately healed. No, it might not happen. It might have to be a process of it, but we're trusting in the Lord. We're standing. We're positioning ourselves, and we're saying, you know, we're just trusting. I think you know what I'm talking about. Hey, listen, what can you lose by doing it God's way? Think about that for a moment. What can you lose? Because first of all, worry doesn't change a thing. Anxiety doesn't change a thing. You can't solve that problem with anxiety, with fear, with worry, with torment. None of that works. So why do we do it? It cannot hurt for us to do it this way. We feel, well, if I don't do something about it, what? Haven't worked for you before. Why is it going to work for you now? Let's do it God's way. And just hang in there and start trusting. And you know, we train ourselves. Because you do this, and you do it, and you do it, and you do it, month after month, year after year, year after year. Hey, we're in this for the long haul. If Jesus tarries, we're in it for the long haul. But the more you do it, the more accustomed is that when fear, you turn. It's like a habit. You just, I know right away, I go to the Lord in prayer. I can't solve this. And you begin. So your first response is something that is learned by all of us. And he appointed them. And here's what they're to do. Praise the Lord. Here was the song that they put together. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Now when they had began to sing and to praise the Lord, verse 22, the Lord, look at this. The Lord, say the Lord, set ambushes against the people of Amnon, Moab, Mount Seir, who come against Judah, and they were defeated. The Lord set the ambushes. He went out ahead of them. And this is not the only incident. There are several incidents where the Lord sent angels and literally destroyed tens of thousands of the enemy dead on the field when Judah or Israel woke up in the morning. They were dead on the field because God did it. Listen, God has a lot available to him. First of all, he doesn't need anyone but himself, but he uses angels. I believe he sends angels more than we believe he sends angels. He really does. He sent angels down there, and whatever they did, they just wiped them out, took them out, took out the enemy. How would you like just, you know, we might even not even know how many times God just takes them out, our enemy out. And when we get to heaven, part of our rejoicing, wow, I mean, you did that then? Amazing. Amazing. For the people of Amnon and Judah stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. Look what he did. He turned them against each other. Whatever, however he did, they turned them against each other. So this spiritual warfare, and again, we've mentioned this many times, what's going on down here is only one plane, one level. What's really happening is happening on another level. It's called the spiritual realm. Your battle in your marriage is not just husband and wife. I guarantee there's powers working against you to destroy your marriage. You cannot fight those powers with physical weapons. You've got to fight them with spiritual weapons. You got the first responders, prayer, praise, and worship. Well, we can't pray together. We can't even talk. You know, we can't enter into praise. Hey, listen. Everybody's been there in a marriage. You feel like that, you feel so. But listen, we're doing it not out of feelings, not out of emotion. We know it's God's word, and we're just going to do it. We're going to press through. It doesn't feel, you know, sometimes we think like a prayer's got to, you know, like feel like it's prayer, or praise got to feel like it's praise. No, it's just got to be done in faith, and then God works. Is this making any sense to us for the victory? And they went on and on, and Judah came to the place of overlooking the wilderness. They looked toward the multitudes, and verse 24, and there were their dead bodies fallen on the earth. No one had escaped. And it's an amazing thing. That's not a fairy tale. This is what happened. If it happened then, our God doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's still the same God. He can still face the same battles. And maybe we don't see him on the field, but maybe we do sometimes. So that's why it's good to pray for our armies that are out there and our people are out there, that they don't always have to fight it, that God goes before them. Let them turn against themselves, the enemies of right and righteousness and godliness and all that. And unfortunately, we live in a world where there are people like that. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came, take away their spoil, so they just went down and took all the spoil away. You'll gain something from it. They couldn't carry it away. I mean, this story just gets more amazing and more amazing as it goes on and on. But I think you get the first responders, as we get into that, is just, Lord, help us to be able to respond to every situation, every challenge we have with prayer, standing our position, positioning ourselves, worship, and just breakthrough in worship and do that.
We hope that this message has spoken something personal to you. If you would like more information about our church family or service times, please call us at 303-424-2121 or visit us at our website, www.fbci.org. Faith Bible Chapel currently meets in our Family Worship Center, located on the corner of 62nd Avenue and Ward Road.